The Department of Justice was created after the passage of those amendments and entrusted with the responsibility to defend the rights of Americans, particularly the newly emancipated, formerly enslaved Americans. Given the department's immediate imperative to protect and preserve civil rights, President Ulysses S. Grant appointed Amos Ackerman to be the first Attorney General to lead this new department. Why? He had extensive experience in prosecuting voter intimidation as the U.S. Attorney in the state of Georgia. More than 150 years later, the Civil Rights Division, the Justice Department, now is entrusted with that constitutional responsibility. The division enforces federal statutes prohibiting discrimination based on race, color, sex, sexual orientation, gender identity, disability, religion, national origin, and citizenship status. And just as President Grant appointed a legal expert with a breadth of experience to lead the newly formed Justice Department in 1870, today, President Joe Biden has chosen Kristen Clark to take up the mantle as the head of the Civil Rights Division. With her breadth of experience defending the civil rights of all Americans, Kristen Clark is singularly qualified to lead this division, particularly at this moment in history. And Madam President, Kristen Clark will be the first Senate-confirmed woman of color to do so. The first.